Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I heard you calling, now my eyes are open. The day is breaking into powder blue. Sunlight is framing our every moment. What a way to start off the day with you. Drop the needle on dusty frost on the leaves like a lake. So I'll drop the needle on dusty.
Yeah, hi again, Ed. Now, further to what I said about you the other day, in that I would never ever say a bad word against you, because you're clearly just a brilliant human being and so talented, you know. I love you. I just wanted to say I saw something on Facebook the other day and it hurt me. And it will never hurt you, Ed, because, you know, you'll never see it and you'll never listen to this. But it said the following. It said, I think Ed Sheeran comes across as a lovely guy. It's just a shame that his music is so terrible. And whatever, you know, I'm sure even if you do hear this, you won't give a shit. And these pricks that pass comments as if they're facts rather than opinions deserve the little airtime that they will inevitably always get. But I just want to say, Ed, that I will never do that to you. I will never pass a sarky comment on your music because it's pathetic. Quite frankly, who cares what my opinion is? And as I said the other day, me and my son came to see you at Wembley and you just rocked it. Rocked it, and every song was brilliant. And you've been through a hard time, and so bin the songs you were gonna do for this album and instead produce this album. And I get it, I really do get it, you know. I went through some shit 5 years ago and I wrote a show all about it. It's cathartic, isn't it? And I released the show and I performed it once. And it went well, and I said to my producer afterwards, that's it. I will never perform that show ever again. Because I knew if I played my bad times over and over again, then that would keep them alive. And a brilliant person in my life taught me how to grieve, how to let go. And part of that was not playing the tracks of that grief over and over again. Let those tracks be. Let them gather dust. Never, ever put the needle on dusty. You can't control your dreams sometimes, but you can control what you play out when you're awake. So after this, Forgive me, Ed, but I'm going back to the shape of you. And bad habits. I'm perfect. But you do you, Ed. Who cares what I think? This is just me, as always. Just thinking out loud. Lots of love.